Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. As the coronavirus pandemic continues, more filmmakers have accepted the fate of digital-only releases. One of the latest is a World War II naval drama written, produced, and starring Tom Hanks called Greyhound. The film follows Captain Ernest Krauss as he leads an international convoy of 37 ships filled with soldiers and supplies for Allied forces across a section of the Atlantic known as the Black Pit. Inspired by true events, Greyhound puts viewers on deck in a tense, near constant engagement with infamous German U-boats determined to sink as many Allied ships as possible. To tell us more about the film, contributor Dave Lurson joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.
Dave Lurson, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Good to be here.
So Tom Hanks is certainly adding to his World War II historian honorary title with Greyhound.
Well, yes, Saving Private Ryan, of course, established him in this area. And I'll have to add that he's very good at playing captains or people of equivalent rank in many areas of life. There was Captain Phillips, there was Sully. He's, I think, such a man of the people who is able to attain and exercise responsibility over other people, but never a general or an admiral. Maybe that's the next step in his career.
Perhaps. And this movie, Greyhound, the suspense of the Battle of the Atlantic is certainly what drives this movie. And while the Battle of the Atlantic is certainly a true story, the boat and the character is fiction. So Tom Hanks has taken the mantle this time around, not just as star and producer, but also a screenwriter of this film. So do you think there is overall a challenge of writing compelling naval films? And perhaps that's why we haven't seen as much of them compared to more traditional battleground stories of war?
I don't know, if it's more difficult or less difficult. Hanks, of course, derived his story from a work of historical fiction based very closely on facts that occurred during the Battle of the Atlantic. I think one of the things about naval warfare, it's very similar to infantry warfare on the ground, is that you can have this group of people enclosed in one particular area under fire. You have the ability to see how different sorts of people respond and react to that. You can see the chain of command, the decisions that have to be made quickly. It really, in that sense, doesn't matter whether you're in a foxhole under bombardment from artillery or you're aboard a destroyer threatened by German submarines.
The narrative of this film, some people could say it's a repetitive nature, just the very nature of being in the zone that they call the Black Pit, where you are without air support, and the Greyhound, along with a few other boats, are charged with protecting other military and supply vessels crossing the strand as U-boats threaten them. Do you think that they balance this well, of the constant threat and the redundancy of trying to stave off U-boat attacks? Or do you feel like that could make a casual audience member feel disengaged if they're not particularly enthusiastic about naval or war films?
Well, there's something happening every second minute. There's a sense of urgency and a sense of anxiety about this, because it's very difficult for the crew of that destroyer to know what's going to hit them next and where it's going to come from. So in a way, it's like a video game. I don't want to compare it too much, but the enemy can pop up behind anything. It's like a roller coaster ride, up and down, lots of excitement going on there. I don't think that there are dull moments in this movie. There are quieter moments where the Tom Hanks character can catch a transition of a reflection on what he's doing. But the reality is that a convoy in the Battle of the Atlantic under attack by a so-called wolf pack of German U-boats, there wasn't a whole lot of time to stand around and wonder what's going to happen next. You really had to be in the moment. As a commander, you had to be very agile. There's multitasking going on, and one of the strengths of the movie is that it shows that the Tom Hanks character sometimes falls short. there just are too many things happening at once, and sometimes he's a little forgetful or confused for a few seconds about somebody's name or some other detail of what his responsibilities include. So no, I think it's an exciting, very realistic dramatization of a war story involving the psychology of people under combat, and you know, some true history about the importance of convoying ships to Great Britain. I mean, the whole point of this was that Great Britain, of course, is an island nation and cannot feed or supply itself entirely. It was under blockade by German submarines. Unescorted merchant ships would have been sunk immediately. And so the responsibility of destroyers like the fictional Greyhound and a great many others in real life were to try to get as many of these merchant ships to port in Great Britain as possible.
This film, Greyhound, was directed by Aaron Schneider, and I think much like Tom Hanks's main character, it has an air of diligence but little flair. You know, it's very, very to the point, much like anyone on a Navy ship. It's focused and it's pretty streamlined.
Right, and again, I think it enhances the realism of it. One of the things that Tom Hanks was disappointed in releasing the movie to video on demand. He was hoping, of course, for it to be a theatrical release, a big screen, the panorama of the Atlantic Ocean in a stormy season of the year, the waves washing over the bows of the ships, the destroyer rocking back and forth in the stormy sea. And he was disappointed that the special effects that created this might be lost on small screens, which is where people are watching it. I would have to say I disagree with him. I think that the special effects, the destroyers rolling in the roiling ocean, is much less important than the confined environment in which Captain Tom Hanks and his crew are forced to deal with one situation after another. That maybe seeing this on a small screen is actually in some way more effective in its confinement.
Right, and although they're on a boat vessel compared to a submarine, you know, there's still not a lot of room to move about on a ship, and the filming of the crew and Hanks's character, not everyone, what did take place on a ship, and of course the surrounding boats, ocean, U-boat attacks were CGI, but I feel like that also gives it some sort of intimacy.
Yes, it's not quite as claustrophobic as Das Boot, the well-known German film about submarine warfare, because a destroyer has a little bit more space, of course, than a submarine does, and you're above water at all times and not in the belly of the sea. But nonetheless, I mean, there's not a lot of room there. You are stuck aboard this vessel for the duration of the voyage. You hope to make it, that you're not going to be sunk and tossed into, you know, very dangerous conditions, the coldness of the water during certain times of year, sharks. I mean, many people who emerged from a sinking ship did not survive.
Right. You mentioned Tom Hanks was disappointed this couldn't be a theatrical release, but this may be the fate of many movies to come. So do you feel that production should carry on just as it would? And even though people are going to be viewing things on a laptop or a tablet or their home theater system, that movies will still be able to, I don't know if transcend's the right word, but stay above the crop and hold their own?
Well, most movies, frankly, in recent decades, you know, do not need to be on big screens. They are kind of small in some way in conception, and they don't particularly benefit from being viewed in a traditional way. I mean, I always love seeing movies in movie theaters. I'm a big backer of that. But just speaking realistically, a lot of movies that have been coming out for the longest time don't require that at all. So looking forward to, you know, the season, what would have been the season ahead, the Christopher Nolan film Tenet is going to be kind of an interesting case study, because Nolan, to his credit, is very determined to maintain tradition. He likes filming movies on film, 35 millimeter, 70 millimeter. He is a person who thinks in large pictorial terms. I don't think, I shouldn't say, I know that Dunkirk, his World War II film, was much more impressive on big screens than on small screens. I mean, it was designed to be looked at in that kind of way. I would imagine that Tenet, at least in some of its scenes, was designed to be appreciated in movie theaters. And we have the very real possibility now that it might never get there, and it's not in the near future. At the moment, it has a Labor Day release in America, a rollout about a week or so earlier in some international markets. But, I mean, so much of this depends on whether or not large numbers of movie theaters will be safely open by that point. We don't know.
So, in the meantime, for Greyhound, even if someone isn't drawn naturally to naval warfare, do you think the subtlety of Hank's performance amid the constant chaos of crossing the Black Pick is enough to bring audiences in and give it a chance?
Tom Hanks has become one of the most likable film stars of recent decades. He brings a certain kind of warmth and humanity and easygoing determination to, you know, important roles, comedies, dramas. He's been very versatile. So if you like Tom Hanks, you will enjoy this movie for his performance. If you are a naval history buff, you will find very little to criticize. In my review, I criticized one thing. There was a little artillery battle between a U-boat and surface Allied warships. I thought that's ridiculous. That would never have happened. Actually, it did happen once or twice, I found out. It was not the typical kind of thing. It would have been very foolish for the U-boat commander, but on one or two occasions, these things happen. So I don't think that there's a problem with a lack of fidelity to the kinds of situation that a destroyer commander would have faced.
All right, Dave. Well, until next time, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Audrey.
Dave Lurson is the arts and entertainment editor of the Shepherd Express and one of our regular film contributors. He joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to talk about the new film Greyhound, which is available to stream on Apple TV+.